to the Lord. $20, Save America Ministries, 1-800-SAVE-USA, and become a partner. Do it today. God bless you.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Jeff Morrow, who used to live in Santa Cruz here, and he, for many years, was a producer of our programs. He's living in Florida now. Good friend, but we're going to be talking about the Constitution. And, you know, basically, you can't understand what's going on today unless you understand that there's an organized, orchestrated effort to undermine our Constitution. And most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is unconstitutional. Most of the things that congressmen do there, they swear to uphold the Constitution, and then they simply laugh at it because they figure the suckers don't know the Constitution and don't know that there is a subversive element that controls Washington, D.C. today. And there are people there who really believe, as Carlyle had said, that some men are born to be ruled and most men are born to obey. And that's why they want, of course, to remake society. And they're going to make this wonderful utopian society in America and throughout the world. And they are a ruling elite. Now, not all the congressmen feel that way, but some of them do. And some of the people who finance the congressmen and tell them what to do feel that way. But we need to understand what our Constitution says. And we need to reclaim our Constitution. So with that as a background, Jeff, you pick up the story and go from there.
Well, Dr. Stan, you're my mentor, and you got me started on all this stuff, and I haven't stopped either. So,
We've been at this for 30 years or more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you go right ahead.
Look, one book I picked up one time when I was at a meeting. I was at a Constitutional Party meeting. And it said the Federalist Papers. Well, I had heard about the Federalist Papers, but I never read them. And the Federalist Papers are a group of essays. They call them Publicists. When they say Publicist, that means it has been published by J. Madison Hamilton. And what it was a group of essays written for the 13 states for their...
And I think it's important that people understand that there was a constitutional convention. They came up with the Constitution. And then, of course, how are you going to get the states to ratify it? And so Jay and Madison and Hamilton began writing essays about what the Constitution said and why it was important. And basically, that then was read and analyzed and was one of the major forces behind the ultimate ratification of the Constitution, which is the foundation of our law today, a law that is totally ignored by the lawless and subversive element in Washington, D.C. Pick up the story, Jeff.
Yeah, because when I ran for Congress years ago, I read the Constitution, but I didn't know what it meant, what the intent was. So when I got the Federalist Papers, I got the original. I read the original, and you have to want to read the original because it's a lot of big words that you have to look up in a dictionary for your understanding. But then I found a book called The Federalist Papers in Modern Language by a person called Mary Webster. On the first page, it had the Constitution, or on the first chapter, it had an outline of the Constitution and all the publicists, all the numbers that supported Article 1, Article Section 8, so forth and so on. I hear a little music going on there.
You go right ahead. I'll tell you when we have to stop. But basically, of course, basically this, is simply an analysis of the Federalist Papers and applying them to our Constitution. Once again, the name of this book?
The name of the book is The Federalist Papers in Modern Language by Mary Webster. It's a red and white paperback. It's only about $20.
Okay, The Federalist Papers in Modern Language. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand our Constitution, and you must understand what the people who actually wrote the Constitution were talking about, and why suddenly so much of what goes on today is frankly unconstitutional. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly there are a lot of questions, a lot of things you never think about our Constitution. One of them, Jeff points out, is that most people think of the president as the commander-in-chief of our military. But he's not the commander-in-chief unless we have a declared war. And basically, once we have a declared war, then he becomes the commander-in-chief of the military. Other than that, he's not the commander-in-chief of the military. In fact, he doesn't have as much, actually, power, according to our constitutional system of government, as the states do, because the state governor can call out the militia if there's a problem. But of course, the president can't call out our military unless we are at war. And of course, the difficulty is we've never had a war since the end of the World War II. Everything after that has been a police action. And basically, of course, our Congress has not had the courage to stand up and say to the president, you don't have the right to do what you do, or to take 60 days for military action. You can't do anything without our authorization. Now, the reason for this is, of course, because, well, today we know how it really works. Of course, the NSA has dirt on all of the congressmen and all of the senators because they've been listening to their telephone conversations and suddenly reading their emails and reading their faxes. So they have files on them all, and basically, when they want to get out of line, they simply give them a call. And we've talked to Mr. Merritt, Robert Merritt, who's been our guest in the past. He was a homosexual and actually recruited by the agencies, the intelligence agencies, to seduce many of our male congressmen and senators, and then they had them. This is the way the system really works, ladies and gentlemen. This is the way the system really works. And incidentally, Robert will be our guest tomorrow evening. We'll be talking about his book. But you go right ahead with your story, Jeff, about what the Constitution says so people can begin to analyze this. Hopefully, they'll want to get the book. Hopefully, they'll want to study the Constitution, set up courses locally on the Constitution, and then demand that our leaders return to the Constitution, which is the foundation of our nation. Not what President Obama says, or not what George Bush says, but what the Constitution says. And it's not an evolving document. It can be amended, but they don't want to amend it. They want a dictatorship because the elite believes some men are born to be ruled and most men are born to obey. Go right ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, when I read that, I was just doing some research on the United Nations. And one weak point that we have in our Constitution, and it's Article 6, and I'll read it to you. The Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made pursuant thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And every judge in every state shall be bound thereby, and anything in the Constitution or the laws of each state to the contrary notwithstanding. Now, when I read that, I said, you know, we signed a treaty with the United Nations. By what I just read to you, do you suppose that the United Nations Charter is part of our Constitution with all the treaties that we have signed with them? GATT, the World Trade Organization, and so forth and so on. And I just tried to understand that, and I find out myself that we are under the United Nations Charter with all its treaty.
Well, of course, many people don't understand that. They don't understand the implications that basically there is an agenda that they're not going to tell the American people. There's a small group of people who want a world government. That is the major driving force behind what's going on today. That's what motivates the people in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. They want a one world government under a ruling elite that will rule the world. But of course, they can't let the American people know that they're using the military and financial power of the United States to accomplish that goal. But that's why we have, certainly, our troops in 130 nations throughout the world. That's why we have a permanent occupation of Germany, 45,000 troops permanently stationed in Germany. That's an occupied nation. 35,000 troops permanently stationed in Japan, an occupied nation. 25,000 troops in South Korea, certainly an occupied nation. 11,000 troops in Great Britain, Italy, they're all occupied nations, and the average American has no idea what's really going on today. Go right ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, and if you read the book by, what was the name, Levine, he wrote a book called The Men in Black, and you find out that when Sandra Day O'Connor and Ginsburg, when they make decisions, that they make decisions on international law instead of constitutional law. What philosophy is behind those two judgments? These were the only ones that were mentioned in his book, Men in Black. I don't know what the other Supreme Court justices swear allegiance to, but if they swear to an international order, this is against our Constitution. So that made me, you know, think about what was happening, and it gave me evidence that this is actually happening. And did you know that the first Secretary General pro tem of the United Nations Secretary was Helder Hiss?
Yes, well, he was the acting Secretary General when they actually organized the United Nations in San Francisco back in 1945, yes.
Absolutely. But then you look at the voluminous volumes on GATT and the World Trade Organization, and you go down to the local college or something like that. These are all voluminous bills that are treaties that hold up our country to any year.
Well, the whole idea is, see, we can't let the American people understand that a subversive element has taken control of our government. They want to make us think that we are a sovereign nation. Our leaders do not believe in national sovereignty. They believe in world rule. But, you see, they're not strong enough to establish their world government yet. That is why they're using the financial and military power of the United States to replace governments all throughout the world with governments that will go along with our agenda. And we work behind the scenes with many of these governments. Supposedly we're at odds with them. We're actually funding them in one way or another. And so many of these leaders, if they will not go along with our agenda, why, they're simply eased out or they're assassinated. And certainly we've toppled all of the governments. There's so many of the governments over there in the Middle East. I mean, we were behind the revolution in Libya that killed 50 to 100,000 people, and in Tunisia, and certainly the revolution in Egypt killed tens of thousands. Certainly in Syria, the people we have financed to go there have killed between 120 and 130,000 people. And what do these tell us? Oh, what, we pick up the newspaper here? Oh, it is Assad. It's that wicked Assad, the dictator of Syria, that is actually, you know, killing all these people. Ladies and gentlemen, people would not be dying there if we weren't sending in troops and arming troops and certainly training troops and funding these troops that are over there. As a result, 120 to 130,000 innocent civilians have been killed. And what's the response? Oh, that terrible Assad. Well, they have instability there. Basically, this is all about Iran. And basically, of course, we don't want to go after Iran without, first of all, getting Syria under control. And so we want to topple the government in Syria before, of course, we let Israel attack Iran. But when Israel does attack Iran, I fear that there may be terrible consequences, because I personally was told 20 years ago that Iran had nuclear weapons. I was told that by a high government official. I believe it's true. And if we allow Israel to attack Iran, I fear that Iran will attack America. They've said as much. Go right ahead, Jeff.
Yeah. You know, you start in the beginning and you read the first Publius by Hamilton, and this is what he said. It has been often said that the people of this country will decide the important question of whether societies can establish a good government by careful thought and choice, or whether the people are forever destined to be governed by an accident or force. If this is true, the answer depends on our response to the current crisis, which was the Confederate States. They had no protection from any authority of unification, and the work and the wrong decision deserves to be considered a misfortune of all mankind if we don't do this. So that spoke volumes to me. When you read something like that, and it says something like that, it has some meaning to it. So they were very serious about establishing a government to where they could protect and have a taxation, and they needed a federal government so that they could unify. Other portions of the Publiuses were by Hamilton again in 78. He says this: there is no position which depends on clearer principles than that every act of a delegated authority contrary to the tenor of the commission which it is exercised is void. No legislation act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution can be valid. To deny this would be to affirm that the deputy is greater than his principal, that the servant is above his master, and the representative of the people are superior to the people themselves.
And basically, of course, the whole idea was to establish a federal government so that they would be a defense against countries coming in from outside. But they wanted to limit that power of the federal government so that it couldn't interfere with the lives of the individuals. The people were to be free. The federal government was to establish a stable relationship between the states and to protect the states from foreign invaders. But, of course, by limiting the power of the federal government, and this was a unique idea, limit the power of the federal government. This did not occur. Basically, there were so-called democracies that had occurred in the past, and as Plato had said, democracy always deteriorates into despotism. He'd said that 2,500 years ago. So they didn't want a democracy. They specified they wanted a republic, a form of government, where the power of the government could be limited by the chains of the Constitution. That's why America was different than any other nation. Going back, I think there was one time in the Bible when the children of Israel lived in a society where the power was held by the judges. Other than that, there's always a king or an emperor until we had America.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and Jeff is talking about the Electoral College. Now, basically, Chris, we hear about how important it is today to have everybody have the right to vote, and we want to suddenly give everybody the right to vote. They can call in. They suddenly will send the ballots out to them by mail. But basically, originally, the people who founded America said, look, if we give everybody the right to vote, why are we going to end up with a democracy? We're not a democracy. We're a republic. And so they wanted to limit the power of vote, and in many instances, why it was limited to those who actually own property. And Jeff was talking about the Electoral College. You see, we do not elect our president. We theoretically elect our electors, and then the members of the Electoral College, all of whom were required to have property, actually would vote for the president, and they did not necessarily have to vote for the person that the people had voted for. The whole idea was to take away from the people the ability to vote themselves into a dictatorship, because that's what has happened time and time and time again down throughout history. And that is why Plato had said, democracies always end to despotism. Now, they never talk about that today. I mean, you hear the president talking about we're a democracy. This man is supposed to be a professor of constitutional law who supposedly has taught constitutional law and doesn't know that we are not a democracy. And you can read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Federalist Papers and the constitutions of all of our various states, and you'll never see in the the use of the word democracy other than to decry it and say, we do not want to be a democracy. We are a republic. And as James Madison has written so well in the 10th of the Federalist Papers, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. This is never taught in school today. You can get the Federalist Papers. You can read these things. And you need to understand that. That's why we, of course, every month here, why we'll have a Sunday Pastor David Windy from the Institute of the Constitution trying to get you to set up a class or a program in your community to teach people about our Constitution and the difference between a republic and a democracy. Because democracies always end up in despotism, and ours is headed in that direction. Well, Jeff is talking about the Electoral College and basically the fact that we would elect our electors, and the requirement was that the electors had to own property. Now, you could be a black and you could own property, but you had to own property. Why? Because that gave you certainly a position where you're not going to want to vote for taxes to give things, give various benefits to everybody, because a government that can provide benefits for everybody will eventually be utilized by the public to centralize all power in government so they can get more and more and more. And pretty soon the people just vote themselves into utopia. And then, of course, the whole system goes belly up and collapses, just as it is today, ladies and gentlemen. We're putting out $1 trillion more every year that we're taking in. And you raise the taxes, people will be unhappy. You cut back on all the benefits, people will be unhappy. The politicians do what it takes to get reelected, and we move towards total chaos, ladies and gentlemen. And nobody's telling you that. But go ahead, Jeff. You were talking about the Electoral College.
Yeah, the way I explain it, I like to make it as simple as I can so people would understand it. Just say you own some stock in a company. And you got a notice through the mail that we're going to have a meeting because the CEO of the company is taking our stock down. So we have the meeting. And they say, well, we need to have a new CEO. So who's going to make the decision to make the CEO, the new CEO? We have to fire the old one and find a good one that will represent the company to where it doesn't lose its wealth. Do we as stockholders of the company vote for the CEO, or do we let the rank and file that are working out in the factories make that decision? Now, there are people in the rank and file in the factories that are stockholders. They would attend our meeting. They would be privileged to go ahead and vote for a new CEO. So it's up to the stockholders because they have a vested interest in that company because they have a share in that company. It's not the rank and file. I think this is what Stan was trying to explain. We have changed our system, and it happened about right after Andrew Jackson. Uh-oh, there's the music again, Stan.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, in a democracy, everybody's going to vote for their own personal advantage. And basically, I've talked to people in congressmen, and everybody comes to see them. They're all against certainly the Congress providing this, that, or that, something else for the general public. But they all want something for themselves. It's only natural. We are all suddenly greedy. We want to benefit ourselves. And that's why democracies fail. And that is why our democracy is failing. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. But understand that countries go from republics to democracies to tyranny, and that's where we're headed.
While a storm cloud gathers.
Hi, this is Joy Files. Let us wear a to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. And basically, of course, Jeff is simply talking about these philosophies of communism and socialism. People don't understand. We have far more socialism in the United States than they ever had in the Soviet Union. We have far more programs. We regulate far more things. People don't understand that little bit by little bit, step by step, why they have gradually centralized all power in Washington, D.C. What people really don't understand is that the threat of communism is as phony as a $3 bill. Basically, it was very, very wealthy people here in the United States, people like Avril Harriman and others, who back Sydney during the time immediately following World War I, financed the communists. They financed Lenin. They financed Stalin. They financed communism. Why? So we could have an enemy. You needed an enemy to focus the people's attention on. And oh, while we have to have an all-powerful government, we have to have a mighty military to protect us from the communists. No, ladies and gentlemen, we needed a mighty military so that we could go throughout the world replacing governors, replacing governments, and suddenly centralizing power in their central authority and remaking and restructuring the world. But you had to have this image that the threat was communism. Basically, of course, we have socialism in America today. All power in Washington, D.C., and the average individual doesn't even know how we got here. And we got here because there's a small group of people, and if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. It will explain to you exactly what's happening, not only from a geopolitical point of view, but from a spiritual point of view, and you get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you begin to understand that so much of what goes on today is not as pretty it appears to be. We financed it with American corporations and certainly American banks who financed the Nazis before World War II. During World War II, did you know that Prescott Bush, his dad was actually indicted because he'd been helping the Nazis, and certainly there on the, I think it was Brown Brothers Harriman Bank that financed the Nazis. Why you had Prescott Bush, and you actually had then a man named George Herbert Walker, for who George Herbert Walker Bush was named. But this is never taught in schools, but this is the real history. Fortunately, this, you can get this off the internet if you'll check it out carefully, or we do have books to go into the background of this. But this is the aspect of history we so seldom mention today, which is not mentioned through major means of communication, and that's why we do what we do 5 hours a day. Our guest is Jeff Morrow. And Jeff, what was the title of this book? Of course, it inspired you. Going into the modern meaning of the Federalist Papers?
The modern meaning of the, you mean the book I got recently?
Right.
It's called The Federalist Papers in Modern Language.
Federalist Papers in Modern Language, so you can understand what was really there. But you go ahead with the story, Jeff.
The book is by Mary Webster, and on the first chapter that opens up, you have the Constitution on one side with all its articles and sections on there, and then all the publicists, the numbers of the publicists.
And
the
those
essays,
are the questions
essays that were written.
And those publicists are the Federalist Papers. Go ahead.
And these are all the essays written by Jay Madison and Hamilton explaining in every detail, every article, and every section of our Constitution. When you read the Constitution, you don't remember what it says, or you have questions, or what does it really mean? The Federalist Papers explains it in detail, the intent of what kind of a government we were supposed to have. It puts the chains on government and gives the people its rights and so forth and so on. And I'd like to read something out of the Constitution of the Union of the Soviet Socialist Republic.
Okay, fine. Then this is the Soviet Constitution, not the American Constitution. Go
no,
ahead.
No, the USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic, is Article 12. It says, in the USSR, work is a duty and a matter of honor for every able-bodied citizen in accordance with the principle, he who does not work, neither shall he eat. The principle applied in the USSR is of socialism, from each according to his ability and each according to his work. They have no welfare system in the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. I remember reading a story about a woman. She was destitute and everything. She was able to work. They said, well, here's a broom, go sweep Moscow Square. So if you're able to work and produce, you have to work. If you're indigent or something like that, then you're sort of taken care of. But there is no welfare system like we have in this country, in the Soviet Union. It's a socialist system that I call the Borg. You remember the Borg in, what was it, Star Trek? The Last Generation with John Luke and Data? The big cube that was going all over the whole universe, destroying every planet that had a structured government. This is the way I look what is happening to the United States. The Borg has infiltrated our government, and resistance is futile. You have to assimilate or you will be destroyed.
Well, I think the thing is it's a wonderful dream. It's a wonderful dream that you can have this group, this small group of powerful people. And, of course, they work through the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. And basically, of course, they're going to provide for the people from the cradle to the grave. They're going to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about this one-world socialist government. What a wonderful utopia, but the trouble is it doesn't work, and it's not working now. And that's why we have over $17.3 trillion in debt, they'll admit to. But, of course, if you look into it and you actually look at all the money that is really owed for all the money we're going to have to come up with for the people who are certainly already committed, they're entitled to Social Security and Medicare, and all these other wonderful benefits, you're talking about 80-some trillion dollars, and suddenly the money isn't there. The whole thing is going to collapse, and out of it will come a dictatorship, because it will be the only alternative, because we've turned our back on our heritage, on the legitimate government of the United States, because what people do not understand is that there is a subversive element within this ruling elite, and they have a different agenda because they worship a different God. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Jeff, you go right ahead.
Yeah, there are 68 publicists or written statements by J. Madison Hamilton in the Federalist Papers. And you really have to, you know, to read the original is pretty dry, but to get this book that I have, it makes it so very simple and very clear. 68, if you want to look up the Electoral College, it's written by Hamilton. It's a very good read. It purifies the man that they're going to nominate as the chief executive of our country. And a lot of qualifications. It can't be under any kind of support from a cabal or influence of very wealthy people or even a foreign influence. That was the greatest danger that they saw in the Electoral College, that the president would be influenced by some foreign country. And you can see what has happened today.
Of course, basically what nobody is going to tell the American people is that when Barack Obama became president, why, of course, he was put in power by the Trilateral Commission. You can go to their website. They only have about 87 members of the North American chapter. And yet, of course, when Barack Hussein Obama became the president in January of 2009, why he appointed 11 of those 85 or 87 members of the Trilateral Commission to key positions in his administration today. He gets his orders directly from a woman named Susan Rice, a Rhodes Scholar, certainly a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and a member of the Trilateral Commission prior to the appointment to be UN Ambassador to the United Nations back in 2009. And you will never hear this mentioned or addressed by the controlled media, because, ladies and gentlemen, the media in the United States is rigidly controlled today. But look up Susan Rice. You can go find her membership on the CFR. She's no longer a member of the Trilateral Commission. Once you go to work for the government, why, you drop your membership. But their loyalty is always there. Well, let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Durham, Michigan. Bruce, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah. I think it's Article 6 in the Constitution. I read it a couple times a year. I'm not that familiar with it, but I know what is in it. It says that treaties as well as the Constitution are the supreme law of the land. If we have signed on to the UN treaty, is the UN now the supreme law of the land, and is it too late? Also, is Agenda 21 the supreme law of the land? And, you know, Deborah Tavares, so many things Deborah Tavares talks about. Is it just a moot point if we go to the city council and say, we don't want smart meters, we don't want this, we don't want that, and they'll say, well, it's the supreme law of the land now, you have to obey.
Well, basically, of course, this smart meters are not the supreme law of the land, because in most areas you can just refuse to take them. But, of course, as far as the United Nations is concerned, this is a question. And what is your impression, Jeff? Do you think that the United Nations treaty supersedes our Constitution? And what were the stipulations made when we signed that treaty?
Well, that was 1945 when they did that. The CFR was the instrument for changing, for implementing the United Nations Charter. It's a forerunner of the League of Nations of World War II. You remember Wilson?
Well, basically, the League of Nations was World War I, United Nations World War II, right?
Right, you're right. And the man that was really cognizant about the League of Nations was Henry Cabot Lodge. He says, if we sign this document, we lose our sovereignty.
And that's why, of course, we did not sign it. And thank goodness we had a few men like Henry Cabot Lodge. We had enough opposition in the United States Senate that we did not go into the League of Nations, which doomed it to failure. And that's why they had to create World War II. That's why, of course, the American corporations began funding Adolf Hitler. American banks began funding Adolf Hitler. And suddenly that's why not only before, and I'm firmly convinced he escaped and lived out his life in South America, and the wonderful new book, Hunting Hitler, which we'll have, written by our good friend Jerome Corsi. They knew Hitler escaped, and they let him escape to South America. J. Edgar Hoover knew that. Key people in government knew that. But, of course, we can never let the American people know that. But anyway, do you have anything else you want to say, Bruce?
Yeah, I would like to know, how late is it? Are we no longer under the Constitution? Are we now under the UN Charter, Agenda 21, and all these other treaties? Have they all superseded the Constitution?
What are your thoughts on that, Jeff?
Well, look at you. Read Article 1. I mean, Article 6 of our Constitution, which I just read, that any treaty becomes the supreme law of the land, and all judges have to make their decision on that decision of the treaty, and all state constitutions have to be changed. Remember when we have a vote of the change of our Constitution? That is precisely the changes that you have to vote on these initiatives, is what I'm thinking about, is that the states have already adopted that treaty, and they put out an initiative for you to vote on so you could change the constitution of that state. So we are literally under the United Nations Charter because of Henry Cabot Lodge. He says, if we decide on the League of Nations, which is a forerunner of the United Nations Charter, we would lose our sovereignty, and we are in the United States. We are in the United Nations with the Charter, and you have to read the Charter to find out what bills and what treaties we have with them. There must be 100 or so on them, and it's hard to accept that. I didn't want to accept that in the beginning, but I do now feel as though we are under the United Nations Charter. I fought the first no-win war, which was in Korea. And I met a fellow that was on the staff of MacArthur when he took over Japan as occupying forces. But when Truman gave him the assignment to fight the war against the North Korea, this gentleman, he was on the staff of MacArthur, told me all what was happening with MacArthur. MacArthur was has his orders. He said, Truman told him that any action you take against the enemy, you have to tell me your attack plan. Well, when MacArthur attacked the enemy, he found out that the enemy was waiting for him. Well, it didn't take too much evidence to say, well, Truman has given it to the United Nations and so forth. Go on. So he decided not to follow that. He sent a bogus plan to Truman, and he went all the way up to the Yalu River, and he wanted to bomb the bridges across the Yalu River, and they wouldn't give him permission to do that. But they knew that he knew that the Chinese were going to come across,
and it was a make-believe war.
Going back to the 38th parallel again.
It was a make-believe war, like World War II was a make-believe war, like Vietnam was a make-believe war. We never talk about the 1 million South Vietnamese and 2 million North Vietnamese we killed in that war. And it all came about because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which never occurred. Which never occurred. Anything else, Bruce, before we let you go?
Yeah, it's a hard thing to hear. Then we must conclude that the law is on our enemy's side. And Alex Jones, you and I, Deborah Tavares, all of us are rebels as much as the Confederates were in 1860.
Well, it's about time we try to take America back. Okay, Bruce, that's what we're all about. And right, hang on, Bruce. Our producer wants to talk to you, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, hang on there. And so our guest this evening, Jeff Morrill. And these are subjects people don't like to hear about. But they're subjects which need to be talked about. And you need to understand this has all been done by deceit and deception. It is totally fraudulent. But we have, certainly, because of the degree of control that exists over our media, because most of our universities are funded, certainly, by very, very powerful people, the great tax-exempt foundations, and they're all part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, Rockefeller Foundation, Carnegie Foundation, Sidney Ford Foundation, Henry Ford, actually. His factories were providing the cars and trucks for the Nazis all during the Second World War. His factories, certainly, in Russia were funding and building the trucks for the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War. But you're never going to hear these things discussed through regular media. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up our program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we've had Jeff on other programs. And I think it's important that we just get him back to talk about our Constitution once in a while. And basically, of course, you need to know what's in the Constitution. You need to read it, and then you need to get the interpretation of it from the Federalist Papers, because this is what it was really all about. It was really all about establishing a central government to defend the states. It was about a central government that would deal with the relationship between the states. But it was never to have a federal government that had anything to do with the individual, unless there was some rare federal crime that was committed. Basically, matters dealing with life, liberty, and property were all to be taken care of at the state and the local level, never at the federal level. But you see, there have always been those who wanted a dictatorship. They work, of course, they're an elite group, and they work through the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and there are a myriad of secret organizations. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, there are lots of books out there that go into the background of this, but of course, until you understand the spiritual force that energizes this movement, very, very little of this makes sense. So remember, you can get my book by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's called Brotherhood of Darkness. You certainly would want to get my talks on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or population control, the secret agenda, or forbidden secret. Or you'll find a lot of our talks actually up on the Internet. You can actually see them on the Internet for nothing if you'd like to on YouTube. But we do hope that you'll get the information and you'll begin thinking about this and then talking to others, because freedom is not free, and if there are not enough people who care about freedom, then of course freedom as we know it will soon be lost and become only a remembrance of things past. Could we lose our freedom? Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, because when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. When I went to high school, why in the senior year, why they had 1 hour, they'd bring in a doctor to talk to the boys about sex, and the women to talk, a woman doctor to talk to the girls about sex. Today, starting in kindergarten, certainly by the first grade, we're telling our kids how normal homosexuality is. And people have forgotten what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah when, of course, there was a moral breakdown. God brought his judgment, and if you don't think God is going to bring his judgment on America, I think you're sadly mistaken. And that's why we need to get people involved in talking to others and get them listening not only to our program, but to Joyce Riley and the other good programs out there, Alex Jones, John Leffler, so many of the programs, Dr. Noah Hutchings. All of these are important. But more than that, it doesn't do any good just to learn. You need to start setting up classes, and whether it be on the Constitution or just simply an understanding of what's going on from a geopolitical point of view. But get people involved. And of course, things are going to get very, very bad. The whole economy is beginning to contract, not only here in the United States, but throughout the world. More and more people are going to lose, certainly, their jobs. More and more factories and stores are going to be shutting down, and we're going to have a very, very difficult time in the coming years. A wonderful article today by Ambrose Evans Pritchard. If you don't read Ambrose Evans Pritchard, you need to read him. You need to hear the program we did last night. Mike Snyder, you can get that off the Internet. That was the 9 o'clock program. Excellent program. Mike is one of my favorite writers. And certainly my three favorite writers are Mike Snyder, Ambrose Evans Pritchard, and certainly Paul Craig Roberts, a former Undersecretary of the Treasury. Anyway, they're all available on the Internet. Get their material and then learn to discuss this intelligently and counsel people. And then, of course, get yourself out of debt and prepare for the very difficult financial period that has already begun. Our telephone numbers, 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help us financially, we could certainly use your help. Join the Radio Liberty family, get our products, or if you can donate to help us keep going, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices. let me slide her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with gold. Lord, that's America. While the storm clouds gather,
well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Linda Legerman, and we're going to be talking about the use of psychotropic drugs. And basically, so many of the people in the military coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq have been in action over there, and they have emotional problems, and even if they don't, why, they'll put them onto psychotropic drugs, and these drugs can have a profound effect on their mind, not only now, but certainly many times they'll never recover from the chemical changes that come about because of the utilization of these drugs. And basically, of course, these drugs are used so commonly that the general population, not children, if they have ADD or ADHD, they put them on these drugs in the schools. And actually, the teachers will prescribe the drugs. They shouldn't, but they do. And we have so many people using them, and Dr. Legerman is certainly very concerned about this. She's given up her practice. She had what sort of work did you actually do? Or sort of a councilwoman, Linda? What were you doing?
I was a clinical psychologist, so okay. I had a private practice, and 23 years I worked in private practice, treating individuals, couples, and then also I'm an associate clinical professor at UCSF.
Okay, fine. Well, that's my old alma mater. But anyway,
okay.
Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners why you gave up your practice to go full time into trying to warn people about the use of psychotropic drugs?
That's
after
right.
all, if there's anything wrong with them, they wouldn't be on the market, would they?
Well, that's actually one of the first misconceptions. I'll just jump right into that.
Go right ahead.
People think that if a drug's on the market, it's probably been tested for a year or something. But the clinical trial, the placebo-controlled trial, is only 4 to 8 weeks long, 8 weeks at the most. And this is shocking. I mean, really, nobody would guess this, but they're usually 5 to 8 weeks long. So what the real trial is when it's released to the public, and that's when you then see who has a stroke, who has, you know, gets whatever terrible side effect or adverse reaction to it. So they're only tested for 4 to 8 weeks, and then they are put on the market, and that is what is the actual clinical trial, see what gets reported.
But basically, you know, when we read about all these violence and somebody goes into Sandy Hook and they start shooting up, and we see that all across the country, incident after incident after incident, whether it be Columbine School there in Colorado, and then we find out that these people are all on these psychotropic drugs.
That's right.
Why don't we ever talk about that?
Yeah. Every single one of those where they have of these kinds of shooting, the Navy Yard shooter was on trazodone, Columbine, all of these, everyone where they have released the toxicology reports, there are some that they are withholding, but everyone that has been released, they have been on a psychiatric drug or withdrawn from one. And there's a red herring where people say, oh, well, it's like gun control, and whatever your views are on that, the truth is each of them was on a psychiatric drug or withdrawn from one. I hear your music. Sounds like we're going
to
take a break here.
We're going to take a little quick break here. But ladies and gentlemen, the thing is that these drugs have a serious impact on the brains of people, and some of them become suicidal. Some of them become homicidal, and we don't talk about this sort of thing. And the average, if you, so often, you know, if you ask your doctor, are there any side effects? Oh, there are no side effects, nothing to worry about. Ladies and gentlemen, before you take any drug, you get the list and you read it of all of the side effects. And if you do, a lot of these drugs, why you should not be taking. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Dr. Lingerman is talking about the theory that this is all chemical imbalance. And if you have a depression, you have a psychiatric problem, it's a chemical imbalance. And where are the lab tests that show the chemical imbalance? Well, there aren't any. And basically, they say this, and that's, of course, depression, she was pointing out. And I can remember years and years ago when it was very obvious, somebody would come in and they would be depressed. And then, of course, why? Of course, they would be depressed for a while. Then they get better, and suddenly they'd get over it. And they might have another depression later on, a bout of depression. They might not. They might only have the one about a depression. But what brought it on? Well, suddenly the psychiatrist really didn't know, but they thought that maybe the medication would help. And so basically, then, of course, we built up this whole tremendous, massive industry, billions of dollars a year, based upon the use of psychotropic drugs. But what do these drugs do to your brain? Well, in some cases, they create a chemical imbalance.
Mm-hmm. They do. They actually do. That's what happens. So at first they thought, oh, it'll shorten the course of this depression that's already going to go away by itself anyway. And what they started discovering in just in the 70s, actually, psychiatrists started noticing that the patients they put on the antidepressants, when they came off of them, they got depressed again. And to the point that there are articles that in regular journals. This isn't, you know, some fringe thing. These are in the regular psychiatric journals, you know, American Journal of Psychiatry, Archives of General Psychiatry, article after article, where psychiatrists were noting that it was causing relapses. And even one psychiatrist used the term that it was causing chronification, is what he calls it. But that's what we have now. Depression is now, so there was a gradual thing where they started seeing, oh, people are relapsing. Whoa, this, you know, they're getting depressed again, where they wouldn't have before. In the 70s and 80s, you started seeing journal articles quoting numbers like 50% of the ones that were taken off the antidepressant relapsed within 6 months. As you start getting a little further up in the years, 1980, 69% of the patients were deteriorating rapidly when they came off the drug. 1984, it was up to 71% of the patients were relapsing within 18 months. And then what happened in around 2000, so at first people were seeing this as caused by the drugs, but around 2000, they started blaming it on the disease and saying this was the depression, and it meant that people needed to be on the drugs for their life. And that's the creation of a lifelong customer. And that's where you get the link with the pharmaceutical industry that is a $330 billion industry. So psychiatry is a $330 billion industry. And the alliance between psychiatry and the pharmaceutical industry is so destructive now. Dr. Thomas Szasz, who is the co-founder of Citizens Commission on Human Rights that I'm a commissioner on, he said, we don't have an epidemic of mental illness. We have an epidemic of psychiatry. But it's true, and the, you know, some of the things you were talking about, the violence, that's a completely documented, FDA-documented adverse reaction to many of these drugs. All of the antidepressants and many of the other drugs cause violence and suicide.
And the thing is, we're seeing so much and more in the way of people just doing irrational things, getting a gun and going in and shooting people in the school or going in and shooting people in the store. And sometimes it's not even people that they know.
Crazy stuff.
And it's just crazy stuff. And yet, if you look at certainly at what they say about the drugs, look at there, you'll find out that it does. They acknowledge it creates a homicidal and genocidal or homicidal and suicidal tendencies. And yet, of course, how many people are on these drugs today? How many of certainly of our veterans are on them? How many people certainly of our children are on them? How many of our adults are on them? This is what's so frightening. What's the incidence of the use of these drugs today?
Today, one in five Americans is on a psychiatric drug. One in five Americans is on a psychiatric drug. Right now, 1 million children in the United States under age five is on a psychiatric drug.
1 million children under the age of five. 1 million children. Okay, go ahead.
Under 5 years old on a psychiatric drug, a mind-altering drug. Now, these with, you know, 286 drug regulatory agency warnings that cite dangerous and life-threatening adverse reaction to the drugs. And yet, you know, this is what's phenomenal, the power that the pharmaceutical industry has, and actually their alliance with the government, which is how a lot of this is going on. But if there was a car that had, you know, one person, a couple people got in an accident because of some faulty bolt, you'd have a recall. But here we have known and documented violence and terrible side effects and keep on selling them. And in fact, when you have one of these shootings that is caused by the effects of the drug, which are, you know, you have judgment is affected, your impulse control is affected, your sense of reality of the world is affected. So when we have one of these, what happens is it is the pharmaceutical industry and the psychiatric industry uses it to then say, oh, you know what? They weren't on enough. They didn't get enough treatment. They needed more, a higher dose. They needed another pill. And I am blown away by how effective their spin is, and that there's no other industry I can think of that could turn failures into more and more money.
And, of course, the thing that really bothers me, we did a program with a friend of ours, Joyce Riley, who is a flight nurse, and so she knows a fair amount about medicine. And she was commenting how many of the veterans are on not one, but a number, or several of these.
Yeah.
Concomitantly, are there any studies to show how they work and taken with two or three of these?
Well, one of the things is that you do get sudden death, and that's where there's been an increase in military deaths, young, healthy people, because of the drug combination, they're dying in their sleep. There's, like Seroquel is one of them that causes that. It's actually an antipsychotic, but there are a lot of antipsychotics now that people don't realize are being prescribed to children for ADHD, to people with depression. Most people don't know that. You know, Abilify is advertised a lot. Abilify is an antipsychotic, but it's marketed as something that will help your antidepressant if your antidepressant isn't helping you enough. So if your antidepressant isn't helping you enough, most people say, well, quit using it then. The marketing people say, no, add Abilify, an antipsychotic.
Well, now, basically, do we have any idea how much these medicines, how much of their effect is placebo? How much of it is real? I mean, basically, they've done placebo studies.
Yeah.
And what is the placebo effect? What is the physiological effect?
Well, the placebo effect is anywhere from 35% to 70% in America. That means that if you give a sugar pill to, you know, you divide a group in half, and half of them you give a sugar pill, and half of them you give whatever the drug. 35 to 70% of the people getting a sugar pill will report improvement. In the, they will say they're less anxious, less depressed, less, you know, whatever, better able to focus and study. So the placebo effect is very strong. And that, to me, is a whole hopeful area, because that is saying that is the ability of the individual to change their own state by deciding to change it. Now, they may be deciding to change it because they think they're getting a pill that's doing it, but obviously the pill isn't doing anything. They made up their mind that they were going to feel better, and they made it so.
All right, now, but then what is the incidence, or what is the success rate of the pill compared of the psychotropic drug to that of the placebo? What's the difference between them?
Well, they only for drug trials, they only have to beat the placebo effect by a few points.
Are we talking about 5% or 10% or 15%?
I don't know exactly, and I think some of this is very hard to get accurate information because, I mean, more accurate information is coming to light because of whistleblowers, but so many of these studies have been hid. So the pharmaceutical industry has not wanted people to know this information. So there are plenty of studies that show that they were not more effective than a placebo. There were plenty of studies that showed increase in suicidality. Do you know that antidepressants, if you study of an antidepressant and a placebo, that clinical, you know, controlled study, the antidepressant group, the one taking the pill, there were twice as many suicides as the group that was getting a sugar pill. So clearly, this is a random controlled group. You have people that are depressed. Half of them you give an antidepressant. Half of them you give placebo. And the group that's getting treated with the antidepressant, twice as many of them kill themselves. And that went on to get approved. There's actually a very interesting book, a guy named John Virapent wrote a book called Side Effects Death. And he was a pharmaceutical rep for Eli Lilly. Actually, he was head of a whole area. And he wrote the book because he said he was haunted by these people and people that killed themselves.
And I think we should all be haunted, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I really believe that this is a very, very dangerous thing. Linda, how do I pronounce your last name?
Loggeman.
Loggeman. Okay, Linda Loggeman is our guest. And basically, if you're out there in the audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Don't be bashful. I think this is a very important subject, which is why I asked Linda to come on and be with us again, because I want all of our audiences to hear this and consider it. We'll be back in a moment with Linda Loggeman talking about the use of psychotropic drugs.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, This is Dr. Stan, and certainly there are people who have certainly psychiatric problems. They have depression. There's some people who do have schizophrenia. But the question is, are the medications that we're giving them doing more harm than good? Now, basically, because some people actually seem to benefit from it, but we don't know whether it's a placebo effect or a real effect. Has anybody ever really analyzed to see how many people would be benefited from this, overall, and really how effective these are?
Well, we know how damaging they are, and that's like clearly documented. Now, you know, people every now and then say to me, oh, but you know, my antidepressant really helped me. And I completely believe them. I understand that. But just what you're saying, how do they know that they're not that, you know, 30 to 70% that, you know, that is feeling better because of placebo? You know, that they just made a decision. They thought, like, I'm going to feel better. I'm taking this pill. I'm going to feel better. But it was really their decision to feel better that is what made the difference. So I don't know that there's a way to separate that out. I do know 30 to 70 people out of 100 are going to feel better taking nothing. So, that's not going to damage them.
By taking nothing, you're talking about taking a sugar pill, right?
Taking a sugar pill.
Right.
But, you know, something inert. And we do know that, let's take the antidepressants because that's such a common drug right now. The antidepressants create a chemical imbalance because what you're doing, you're making, the brain is naturally releasing certain chemicals. And it is received, and there's a certain, you know, it just happens that way. You introduce, like, the most common antidepressants are called SSRIs. And what they do is they artificially make it seem like there's more serotonin in your brain. And so what your brain does is it starts shutting down receptors to serotonin because it thinks there's too much serotonin because it's been artificially elevated. So your brain is going to try to compensate for this intrusion of an external agent, you know, chemical. And then when you go off of it, it has to be done very, very slowly, and most people don't, what's recommended is not adequate because people have rebound, they get depressed. But it's the chemical that's been introduced that has altered the chemistry in the brain.
Okay, fine. What if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What should people be doing if they do have a depression, if they do have a psychiatric, perhaps schizophrenic, they're hearing voices, things of that sort? What should they be doing, what should the doctors be doing for them? Will any of these people respond to diet? Will these people respond to other types of medications?
People definitely respond to diet. Their nutrition is a big factor in depression and in schizophrenia, actually. And B vitamins are a big factor. Sleep, like, say, ADHD. All these kids that are diagnosed ADHD. Some of them are very, you know, agitated, bouncing off the walls. They're sleep deprived. There was one study that was done that took a bunch of these kids and got them on a regular sleep schedule, and the symptoms went away. So depression, exercise. Exercise is the single best treatment for depression, better than any antidepressant. I'm talking in, research, so statistically significant, and better than therapy, actually. Exercise had the highest recovery rate, people who just exercise. So there are a lot of different things that are natural. We've put all of our money and focus on the pharmaceutical industry, and obviously it's just made things worse.
And, of course, the pharmaceutical industry has made phenomenal profits on this. We do have an interesting DVD for many of our regular listeners. Dr. Russell Blaylock's a personal friend, neurosurgeon, but he writes full-time on various medical conditions. And suddenly we have a DVD when he came to give a talk here for Radio Liberty some years ago. I think it's the one on vaccine and brain development. And he just talked about how they did a trial at one of the psychiatric hospitals where people were schizophrenic. And they took them all and they put them on a vegan diet. And they all got better. They quit quit hearing their voices and all of these things. So what did they do? Why did they put them back on a regular diet? You're never going to hear this sort of thing. Unfortunately, these approaches really do work. And I'm sure that between diet and certainly altering the things that you're taking, why we could take care of a lot of these problems, but we're not doing it, and you're not hearing about it. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you've got a question.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Dan, our guest, Dr. Linda Legerman, and we're talking about the unfortunate people with psychiatric disorders. And Linda's simply saying that a lot of these people, if you can get them out walking, getting them to think about other things, and certainly they have the problems with their mind. But, of course, exercise, diet, and certainly diversion, and focusing on important things. Now, are there these psychiatrists, are there groups that are trying to get the proper information together and trying to get the information out and suddenly bucking what's going on as far as the psychiatric as in the pharmaceutical business companies are concerned, because they're making fabulous sums of money.
Yeah.
Everything seemed to be, well, you take the blue pill, and then you take the red pill, and then you take the blue, the red, and the purple pill all together. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, what they're doing to our veterans, what they're doing to the people in the military, what they're doing to our children, I mean, I just really think it's unconscionable. With one in every five or six people is on psychiatric medication of some sort today. We are in real trouble as a nation, as a people. So basically, is there an organized effort to try to get this information out? Because certainly, other than talking to you and certainly talking to my friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, most people don't even want to talk about this sort of thing.
Yeah, there's, I mean, there are various individuals, and this is, you know, I mean, you know, like I quit my practice. I mean, I took a major financial hit. I closed my practice to just focus full-time on trying to get the word out to people, because I feel it's that important. The single biggest organization is the Citizens Commission on Human Rights that I'm the commissioner on now. That's the oldest and largest international mental health watchdog. Since 1969, it has been working to get information out, worked with, you know, Congress and the governments of a lot of other countries to get over 150 laws passed to protect patients. So that's the group, and that's where all the information is. They've got the most research. They've been around for the longest. So all the documentaries that they have, six documentaries now that have been, are very well done, and that's on the website. People can find that, cchr.org. Has all the documentaries, lots of information.
Oh, I've actually seen one of your DVDs. I'm not sure which one it was, but it was about 2 years ago. We watched it, and I was very, very impressed by it. It was certainly several hours long. I mean, very well documented, had a lot of excellent people there. Do you know that we recall the title of that one, or the six of them? You can't separate one from the other.
Well, there's some very good ones. You know, Marketing of Madness, which really shows you the whole industry behind this. Making a Killing is another one that covers some similar topics. The most recent one is the one that just came out that is called The Hidden Enemy, that is about the psychiatric drugging in the military. And that's one that's just, I mean, all of them, it's criminal, the drugging that's going on. But our military that, you know, dedicate themselves to our freedoms and survive a lot and then end up killed in one way or another by a psychiatric drug. The suicide rate in the military since 2002, the rate of suicides has doubled. The United States Secretary of Defense said that it is an epidemic. Use that word, epidemic. And I think it's important for people to know, because my first thought went to, well, you know, the horrors of war, this is what's causing the suicide. But 85% of the military suicides never saw combat. But what they did see was psychiatric drugs. There's been a phenomenal 682% increase in psychiatric prescriptions in the military. The psychiatric industry has just gotten in there and has a lot of influence now. So we've got a massive increase in drugging. And this whole thing, PTSD, you know, the difficulties of war, the trauma, shell shock, battle fatigue, that's what it used to be called. These are normal reactions. But in 1980, the psychiatrist making the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, where they define, they make up the, and vote in different diagnoses, voted in PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, as a brain disorder in 1980. And right now, that is the military's. It is the most popular diagnosis in the military, and once one of our military personnel receives that label, 80% of them are given a psychiatric drug. One of the problems with that, with the PTSD diagnosis, is that there are actual medical conditions that they are not testing for, like traumatic brain injury. You know, if they've been in combat and they've had a concussive blast or some kind of closed head wound, it causes the same symptom as PTSD, you know, inability to focus, short-term memory loss, rage, anger issues. But these reactions, though, the shell shock, battle fatigue, totally normal, and people get over that. But when you start piling on psychiatric drugs, and it's true, something you mentioned before, some of these guys are on six, seven drugs all at the same time. And with that, so that has skyrocketed the drugging. And with that, the statistics show the increase in violence. So since 2006, there was a coincident increase in violent sex crimes and domestic abuse in the military. That went up 30%. And child abuse in the military families went up 43%.
Well, of course, then the question is, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Which came first, the medication, and then, of course, the abuse, or suddenly the abuse and then the medication? I assume, basically, the medication, that the use of the medication, but I just wanted your thought on that.
On whether it's that the abuse happened first and then they got medicated?
Right, or...
No, they're medicated... It used to be that you couldn't be in the military if you were taking a psychiatric drug, which completely makes sense because they are mind-altering, they affect your judgment, all those things. But now, soldiers are routinely given bags of drugs. Like they're, sent out with a bunch of different drugs to use however they see fit. So I think it's the increase in drugs. They're given drugs right from the start. And then... you get the problems following that.
And I think that's such a problem. I know they're doing that with our veterans. And the fact that they're doing, though, with active military personnel, I think is frightening because that you cannot think properly.
That's
and
right.
When you're going to be using weapons, you have loaded guns, you have to have all of your faculties about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And these, the increase in violence, as you brought up, some of the... some of the shootings, the Columbine, these kinds of things. And there's the, we're seeing that with the military where there's an increase in violence. And it's the documentary, The Hidden Enemy, that people can get, or you can actually watch it for free on the website, the cchr.org website.
Let's one more time, because sometimes you have to tell them. That's a CCHR, is that right? CCHR?
Yeah.
CCHR. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, why our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And basically, we're talking certainly about the tragedy of the overuse of these psychiatric drugs and how many people are taking these drugs, how many children are taking the drugs, the fact that they're being used not only in our veterans, but certainly in the military, really is a frightening thing, because I think down the line it's going to have a serious impact, certainly on the effectiveness of our military. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's that's a real concern, national security concern, because it is disabling them. And yes, it's affecting their mind. That's why you couldn't, it used to be that you can't be in the military if you're on the psychiatric drug. So we're harming them in a very concrete way in terms of the increase in suicides. 23 suicides in the military a day. Each of those represents a person, that number. That's a person who has a spouse, who has siblings, parents, kids. There are 23 suicides a day. This is statistically the case. Statistically, you are less likely, a person in the military, is less likely to be shot by the enemy than killed by a psychiatric drug. That's combining, either suicides from it or the sudden death, the heart stopping from the combination of... cocktail of drugs.
Well, let's go to Tom, who's calling us from upstate New York. Hi, Tom. Do you have a question for our guest?
Question or comment.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm diagnosed with manic depression.
Right.
I've been dealing with it diagnosed since 1990.
Right.
And been on a variety of medications. And, right now I'm on a couple antipsychotic medications. Zyprexa, I've been taking Zyprexa since, 1997, when I first came out. Didn't like that one too much, and I've tried to get off it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were going to switch me to Abilify instead of being on the Zyprexa. I take a couple other medications, too, but I was kept on the Zyprexa, and the Abilify was added, and actually it's working well for me. I'm getting like less obsessive compulsive type things. I guess I should backtrack a little bit in my story.
Okay, fine. Basically, then you would think that the psychiatric drugs are beneficial. Have you ever been put on an exercise and a diet regime?
Did it all. I mean, I was
okay.
I was exercising like every day, doing a lot of walking, bicycling, eating organic foods, you know, lean meat,
okay.
You know, all that stuff.
Well, basically, Chris, the whole idea is to get off of meat, but be that as it may. Anyway, you think the psychiatric medications are good?
Well, let me just backtrack on my story quick. Just give me like 15 seconds.
Okay.
I did a lot of soldering, you know, with rosin core solder, you know, the lead and tin solder. So
nice.
I was exposed to a lot of lead when I was growing up, making electronic kits. And I also was exposed to a lot of hazardous automotive chemicals.
Right.
Working on small engines.
Yeah,
and I had a head injury in 1989 in a car accident that just about severed my tear duct by my eye there. So I've had some things happen to me, but the doctors have said, you know, with the medications, they've tried the best they can, and they said, well, you know, don't worry about your diagnosis too much. You know, if this stuff helps you and works for you, you know, we're going to stick with it.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm glad that you're better. One thing is, certainly, if there's a question about lead, I would certainly try to get chelated and get rid of those things.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. And I'm sure that some people do feel better, and I'm glad that you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks very much for calling. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What are your thoughts on that, Linda?
Oh, I agree. I think I would be looking at, I mean, he's giving us some of the reasons. I would be looking at detox, trying to get, I don't mean like drug detox, but I mean trying to get something that will get out of his system the stuff that, toxins he was exposed to that may be causing a problem.
And basically, there's a lot of people, and these are very real problems for a lot of people, but suddenly there's a lot of people too, suddenly once they get on the medications, they just don't seem to be able to get off of them.
Right. That's very difficult, and it causes withrawal symptoms. But that's, like, there's a book I should tell people about that can help with getting off them. It's called Psychiatric Drug Withdrawal, and it's a guide for prescribers, therapists, patients, and their families. It's written by a psychiatrist named Peter Bregan, B-R-E-G-G-I-N. He's got a lot of great stuff, but this book is, it gives you indications. You look and see when is it that you should come off of it and then how to safely do that. Because it's not advisable to just stop taking these things. These are powerful drugs. And they have affected the chemistry, and it's important to do it in the right way and get medical attention.
So basically, of course, once you're on the drugs you're suggesting, you have to be very, very careful coming off of them. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. Yes. And some of these shootings that we've been talking about, some of the violence, is because of the side effects, the withdrawal symptom, that it creates an anger and agitation. Actually, I was just talking to a guy today who's been on Zoloft for 9 years. He doesn't like it. He tried to come off it himself, and he started getting angry and agitated and just felt really bad from the withdrawal. Then he went to see a doctor. Then he went to see a doctor to get help with coming off it, and the doctor actually increased his dose. Just didn't. So anyway, I'm trying to find somebody to work with him to help him do this safely.
Well, basically, of course, do you ever prescribe simply just a veg and diet of some sort? Or if they are putting people on a diet, you mentioned vitamin B, what sort of a diet would people get on? Where could people learn about that and that approach to, certainly through exercise and diet, to try to deal with their mental problems?
You know, I don't know the best source for that. I know the B vitamins are related, and I know there's studies that have been done on that, like I said, with both schizophrenia and depression.
What have you heard about the studies of the relationship between diet and schizophrenia?
That when the B vitamins were added, that those symptoms went away.
Really?
Yeah. So there's I'm not the best source on that, but there are things available about this. There's definitely diet that people can look at that's related to mental health. I can't give you a good answer of what type of diet or...
Right. Well, of course, Tom from upstate New York, who'd called in, had gone on to lean meats. Well, basically, of course, the whole idea of the diet was to get off of meat altogether. Mm-hmm. And this, we do have that DVD. It's called Vaccines and Brain Development. Although Dr. Blaylock doesn't go into a great deal of detail, why was a vegan diet these people were on? No meat at all, certainly fruits and vegetables. And the patients apparently did dramatically better.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they put them back and certainly right back. And as soon as they went back on the regular diet, all the psychiatric symptoms cleared. Well, you know, I'm sort of a simple individual, but it seems to me that if you have something that was working, you'd stick with it and you wouldn't give it up.
Right.
But unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be the way it is. Because we're talking about a hundreds of billions of dollars. Now, is that $100 billion a year, several hundred billion dollars a year, or over how long a period is that they made $300 billion?
That's annually. It's $330 billion annually.
$330 billion
yeah.
annually.
Yeah, that's the psychiatric industry. Yeah.
All right, Firewood, what parting thought would you like to leave with our listeners?
I hope that people will spread the word. I hope that they will be skeptical about psychiatric drugs and look into all the alternatives. We need to stop supporting this industry so that we can get attention on all the other things, diet, get that information out there. So that's what I would encourage.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate so much of being with us. And our guest has been Linda Lungerman and a Citizens Commission on Human Rights. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty. Thanks very much for being with us, Linda.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927.
That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I think this is a very important subject, and I want you to know that I've certainly looked at the material put out by the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, and I certainly I can find nothing to object to. I think that the material that they put out is absolutely right, and this is a major issue, ladies and gentlemen. One in every five Americans is on a psychiatric drug, and I believe many of these psychiatric drugs are doing harm. Now, I do want at this point to mention that the Citizens Commission on Human Rights has certainly it's related to Scientology. Now, why do I mention that? Well, because people say, well, if the Scientologists say it, it's got to be wrong. Well, I disagree with Scientology. I think certainly their philosophy is wrong, but the material they're putting out is right, and they'll discredit everything they said that was right. They know exactly how to manipulate us. Our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by people we've never heard of. And I believe that the material, these DVDs put out by the Citizens Commission, are absolutely right, and they are certainly well worthwhile watching. The material's fine. And do not be beguiled by the very, very clever and diabolical techniques that are being used. The issue is what's important, not necessarily who puts out the issue. And understand that we are constantly being manipulated. And they know exactly how to do this, and I've seen this done over and over and over again. They'll put out information that's great, and then they'll have somebody there that they disagree with and that we would disagree with, the Scientology, and you ignore it. Do not ignore this, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very, very real threat. And basically, of course, we do need to understand that there are alternative treatments. And, of course, then there is certainly behind many of these people who are hearing voices are powerful spiritual forces as well. Because certainly there are two things that can affect the mind. And one of the is certainly some sort of a chemical imbalance. The other, of course, are the powerful spiritual forces that have targeted humankind. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners of my ministry. Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We do need your help if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We'd love to have you if you'd like to get that DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development by Dr. Blaylock, talk he gave when he was with us. The telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's a DVD. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to certainly go to our website, radioliberty.com, if you're in a position to get our books and our DVDs, the other items that we have. They will help you to better understand what is really going on in the world today. And then if you'd like to get your health products from us, and basically we believe, because we do need health supplements, both Barbara and I take them, and if you get them through us, they help to maintain our networks of radio stations, certainly on the East Coast and the West Coast every evening, and certainly in the afternoon. We are heard on 15 or more different outlets in the second hour. And then, of course, please, Sydney, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, the DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. My book is Brotherhood of Darkness. Then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, because we're in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
Let us all be grateful. Yeah. from the mountain to the prairie.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 30 January 2014. It's Thursday. You're in the right place. Lots of fascinating news. I find it fascinating. The more we can put the pieces of the